Chapter 39. When I stepped out of the immersion bay, Og was standing there waiting for me.
"Well done, Wade," he said, pulling me into a crushing bear hug. "Well done."
"Thanks, Og." I was still dazed and felt unsteady on my feet.
"Several chief executives from GSS arrived while you were logged in," Og said, "along with all of Jim's lawyers. They're all waiting upstairs. As you can imagine, they're anxious to speak with you."
"Do I have to talk to them right now?"
"No, of course not," he laughed. "They all work for you now, remember? Make the bastards wait as long as you like."
He leaned forward. "My lawyer is up there, too. He's a good guy, a real pit bull. He'll make sure that no one messes with you, okay?"
"Thanks, Og," I said. "I really owe you."
"Nonsense," he said.
"I should be thanking you. I haven't had this much fun in decades. You did good, kid."
I glanced around uncertainly. H and Shoto were still in their immersion bays, holding an impromptu online press conference. But Artemis's bay was empty. I turned back to Og.
"Do you know which way Artemis went?"
Og grinned at me, then pointed.
"Up those stairs and out the first door you see," he said.
"She said she'd wait for you at the center of my hedge maze," he smiled.
"It's an easy maze. It shouldn't take you very long to find her."
I stepped outside and squinted as my eyes adjusted to the light. The air was warm, and the sun was already high overhead. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was a beautiful day. The hedge maze covered several acres of land behind the mansion. The entrance was designed to look like the facade of a castle, and you entered the maze through its open gates. The dense hedge walls that comprised the maze were 10 feet tall, making it impossible to peek over them, even if you stood on top of one of the benches placed throughout the labyrinth. I entered the maze and wandered around in circles for a few minutes, confused. Eventually, I realized that the maze's layout was identical to the labyrinth in Adventure. After that, it took me only a few more minutes to find my way to the large open area at the maze's center. A large fountain stood there, with a detailed stone sculpture of Adventure's 3 duck-shaped dragons. Each dragon was spitting a stream of water instead of breathing fire. And then I saw her. She was sitting on a stone bench, staring into the fountain. She had her back to me, and her head was tilted down. Her long black hair spilled down over her right shoulder. I could see that she was kneading her hands in her lap. I was afraid to move any closer. Finally, I worked up the courage to speak.
"Hello," I said.
She lifted her head at the sound of my voice, but didn't turn around.
"Hello," I heard her say.
And it was her voice. Artemis's voice. The voice I'd spent so many hours listening to. And that gave me the courage to step forward. I walked around the fountain and stopped once I was standing directly in front of her. As she heard me approach, she turned her head away, averting her eyes and keeping me out of her field of vision. But I could see her. She looked just as she had in the photo I'd seen. She had the same Rubenesque body, the same pale, freckled skin, the same hazel eyes and raven hair, the same beautiful round face with the same reddish birthmark. But unlike in that photo, she wasn't trying to hide the birthmark with a sweep of her hair. She had her hair brushed back, so I could see it. I waited in silence, but she still wouldn't look up at me.
You look just like I always pictured you, I said. Beautiful. Really? She said, softly.